Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. Happy Monday. I hope you enjoyed this past weekend at LifePoint as we started the Now Playing series, where we look every year at the collision between faith and film, this reality that all of our great stories are really a reflection of the greatest story. And at the Lewis Center campus, at least, we talked about the movie Frozen 2. They brought back Elsa and Anna and Olaf and all the other characters. And we really focused on this idea of hearing God's voice. There's this sense in the film that Elsa feels called by this voice. And we talked about this reality that we tend to struggle with how we know whether or not God is speaking to us. Am I doing the right thing or am I doing the wrong thing? I've got this big decision out in front of me. And we talked about how it would be great to have an expert with you all the time, like a dating coach, right? Who would say, no, not that one. Date this one. Or, you know, if you ever get in an argument with your spouse, it would be wonderful to have like a guide, like a Yoda with you, just about the time you're about to say something you're going to regret, right? You know, don't say that. So we decided that hearing God's voice is more of a condition than it is a conclusion. And in Matthew chapter 13, Jesus gives us really the conditions of both the wrong and the right kind of heart using the idea of soil. So we said that the four soils describe the four kinds of souls. Now, the first one is path. It's hard, it's rocky, it's beaten down, it's trodden. And these are folks that really struggle with cynicism and complaining. They tend to believe the worst about others, or maybe believe the best about their own opinions. The second kind of soil was rocky soil. And we talked about how this is soil that goes down into the ground, but it just doesn't have deep roots. It's excitement without endurance. It's that part of us that feels entitled to a blesser instead of a redeemer. There are moments when we tend to think of ourselves more as a sufferer in need of a solution than we are sinners who are in need of a savior. And our culture is really just obsessed with this particular idea in this word of self. You know, if you're stressed, just take care of yourself. If you're on a job interview, you believe in yourself, or you talk about your look, you need to express yourself. Or if you're ever criticized, you need to just love yourself. Or if you're on a date, just be yourself, right? Well, the problem is, what do we do if self is a train wreck? And if that's the case, you're really just faking it, right? You're faking it. It just breeds this insecurity. But the good news is that the gospel not only humbles us that, yeah, we're not enough, we're not perfect, but it also encourages us that Jesus is. And so that was the second kind of soil. The third kind was thorny soil. It's good soil. It's receptive. And sometimes our hearts are that way. Our hearts are receptive to God's word and we want to do something with it. But Jesus says this kind of soil, this kind of heart just has too much competition. There's just too many thorns that come up and they choke out his word and his voice. And there's a lot of times, you know, where we want that drive-through answer. And I quoted renowned psychologist, really the father of modern analytical psychology, was a guy named Carl Jung. And he said, hurry is not of the devil. Hurry is the devil. And he said, Jesus was often busy, but never hurried. And I think that there's a difference between being busy and being in a hurry. And for a lot of us, we just do so much all the time that we're constantly in a hurry. And when you do that, you just don't have time to hear God's voice. And then, of course, Jesus describes the good soil. It's not hardened. It's not thin or shallow. It's not cluttered. It's receptive. It's prepared. It's cultivated. And it gives place for God's word to grow. And so Jesus says then that the parable of the sower, he said, here's the explanation, right? When anyone hears the word of the kingdom. So we just talked about the importance, man, for us to hear God's voice, and that it's not a guarantee of comfort or success. It's not either of the extremes. It's not hitting this little bullseye of doing everything perfectly and all the time. At the same time, it's not this sense of despair where we just think, well, you can't hear God speak. It's neither of those things. But we talked about these four arrows that give us God's direction or give us God's voice: the word, prayer, circumstances, and other believers. And that's not unique to us. I learned that from a study that I've done a number of times called Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. And when those things line up and point in a direction, you can say with a sense of clarity. Yeah, God, this is as much as I know, this is you speaking. And I just reiterated that we're never going to know 100%. God's not going to give us the end results, right? The GPS coordinates. I think that's part of our struggle in hearing God's voice. What we really want is this security blanket that everything's going to be okay. But that's just not the case. It's not always going to be smooth and easy and comfortable. And the other application is that, Jesus likens himself in John chapter 12 to the grain of wheat, right? To that seed that falls into the earth and dies and it remains alone. But if it does and it dies, it bears much fruit. That's what Jesus said. So I think Jesus is saying, listen, I've walked your road, that road that he walked, the Via Dolorosa headed to the cross. I've taken your thorns, the crown of thorns they put on his head. And I think Jesus would say, I was buried behind one of your rocks. So what? So rearrange your soul around him. So I hope and pray that your heart is good soil today, that your soul is rightly conditioned and ready to hear God's voice. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray as you enter your Monday. Father, we need you today. Lord, we struggle to hear sometimes because there's so many competing voices, because sometimes, God, our hearts have just gotten kind of lazy and cold. God, sometimes there's just not enough depth there, or we're just kind of thin and shallow. And so today, God, we turn our hearts your direction. We're making time and space right now to hear, to wait on your voice as we begin our day, and say, God, that you are the King of the kingdom and that we are surrendered to you. Won't you take the opportunity now, take the time right now to open up the day and pray. Well, once again, thanks for joining us for the DriveCast. I hope that you'll take the opportunity both to come back this weekend to another weekend service of the Now Playing series, and that you'll come back to the DriveCast tomorrow. God bless. Have a great day.